Hachette Audio presents Cleopatra, A Life, written by Stacy Schiff, read by Robin Miles. Finally, for Max, Millie, and Joe. Chapter 1. That Egyptian Woman. Man's most valuable trait is a judicious sense of what not to believe. Euripides. Among the most famous women to have lived, Cleopatra VII ruled Egypt for 22 years. She lost a kingdom once, regained it, nearly lost it again, amassed an empire, lost it all. A goddess as a child, a queen at 18, a celebrity soon thereafter, she was an object of speculation and veneration, gossip and legend, even in her own time. At the height of her power, she controlled virtually the entire eastern Mediterranean coast, the last great kingdom of any Egyptian ruler. For a fleeting moment, she held the fate of the Western world in her hands. She had a child with a married man, three more with another. She died at 39, a generation before the birth of Christ. Catastrophe reliably cements a reputation, and Cleopatra's end was sudden and sensational. She has lodged herself in our imaginations ever since. Many people have spoken for her, including the greatest playwrights and poets. We have been putting words in her mouth for 2,000 years. In one of the busiest afterlives in history, she has gone on to become an asteroid, a video game, a cliché, a cigarette, a slot machine, a strip club, a synonym for Elizabeth Taylor. Shakespeare attested to Cleopatra's infinite variety. He had no idea. If the name is indelible, the image is blurry. Cleopatra may be one of the most recognizable figures in history, but we have little idea of what she actually looked like. Only her coin portraits, issued in her lifetime and which she likely approved, can be accepted as authentic. We remember her, too, for the wrong reasons.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?